Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. All righty. Well,
get into some great gospel music now. Let's play Love Theory, okay, by Kirk Franklin and Wyclef Jean. And then we'll play Speak to Me by Corinne Hawthorne. And then we'll play Never Gonna Break My Faith by Aretha Franklin and the Boys Choir of Harlem. Amen.
No, listen to me. Kirk Franklin, a choir director at 11. Wyclef Jean, choir director at 13. When you put it together, this is what it sounds like. Tunes to them. This is the remix, brothers and sisters. I want to welcome you back to life. Still no fighting, all right? That you the one that can make your next chapter your best chapter.
How you love me when you
you tell me everything is gonna be alright. Yeah, you mean the world to me. You are my everything, and I never, no, never, never ever wanna know. Hold it against me that you don't really need me for nothing, but I need you for everything. And when I'm on the picture, telling you my stuff, you keep it official every time I kick you into it. No games, no games, oh, no chains, no chains, oh. You mean the world to me. You are my everything, and I never, no, never, never ever wanna know.
Thank you. Yeah, this is Morris Greenblatt. I noticed you've been playing Tasha Cobbs Leonard, her albums.
Yes, I love Tasha Cobbs Leonard.
You know that stuff is copyrighted from us at EMI. You don't have permission to do that.
Well, I'm not the only one to do it.
Well, it doesn't mean you can commit a crime. So
okay,
I'm going to ask you.
God bless you. Pastor Wanda, how you doing tonight?
Well, I'm blessed and highly favored. And how you doing?
I'm blessed and highly favored as well. Amen.
Amen.
So you've been having a lot of rain down there, huh?
Still, we got rain, yes. We have a storm, not just rain. So I don't know if it's raining tonight, but I just woke up because I've been out today. I just got up, and I don't know if it rained today or tonight, but I know it rained early this morning and stormed, and God is doing his work. So I say, I'm going to try to get on with you tonight.
All righty. Okay. Mm-hmm. All righty. Well, I've got a great lesson planned for us tonight. It's John chapter 11.
Amen.
Amen. Let's get into that. Amen. All righty. Jesus, Mary, and Lazarus. See, in John chapter 11, we read about the story of Jesus, Mary, and Lazarus. This is the same Mary that anointed Jesus' feet with oil, as written about in all four Gospels. Lazarus was a brother of Mary and Martha, and Jesus loved their family very much. Assuming that John wrote his Gospel in chronological order, we understand the sequence of events regarding this family to be as follows. Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, and Mary anointed Jesus' feet with oil to prepare him for burial. Therefore, we should note that the time Mary came to anoint Jesus' feet, she had just witnessed him raising Lazarus from the dead, which strengthened her faith that Jesus was the Christ. Saved by faith. The Bible has many stories of people whose faith made them whole. These include the stories of Esther, Daniel, Noah, Job, and David and Goliath. In John chapter 11, we read about the hardships that this family suffered when Lazarus died. We then see them turn to Jesus for help in their time of need. The thing for us to pay attention is their belief that Jesus could help them even in death. This is the takeaway from today's lesson. Jesus can do anything. It was their faith in Jesus, their belief that he was the Christ, which saved Lazarus. Because Jesus knew their hearts. He knew that they believed in him, and he helped them. So what about us? When Jesus examines our faith, will he find a steady faith that believes in him, or will he find doubt? If our faith is lacking, we need to do two things. Read the Bible and apply what we learn. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 21, verse 22, and all the things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. In Mark's gospel, we see Jesus making a similar statement. In Mark chapter 11, verses 22 to 24, and Jesus answered, saying to them, have faith in God. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, and does not doubt it in his heart, but believes that what he says is going to happen, it will be granted him. Therefore I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and they will be granted you. So, if we turn to Jesus in our time of need and believe that he can help, he will. That is worth repeating. If we turn to Jesus in our time and our need and believe that he can help, he will. So, in conclusion, if we put our faith in the world, we will end up lost. If we put our faith in Jesus, he will save us from our sinful natures and lead us to the straight and narrow path that leads to salvation. This road may get difficult, and there may be pain and suffering along the way. But if we place our faith in Jesus and remain faithful until the end, we will be rewarded and will spend eternity with him in heaven. Sometimes the adversity that we are going through seems to be so severe that we feel like we are in it alone. Nothing can be further from the truth. It is in times like these that we need to remember three reasons why God allows suffering on earth. One, to teach us. Two, to disciple us. and to thirdly to shape us into the people that he created us to be. So we will end today's lesson with a reading from the book of Hebrews, which is often referred to as the Hall of Fame of Faith. The scripture reminds us of the power that our faith has to help get us through the most difficult times in our lives. And in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 through 6, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the men of old gained approval. By faith we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so what is seen was not made of things which are visible. But faith, Abel offered to God a better sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained the testimony that he was righteous. God testifying about his gifts, and through faith, though he is dead and still speaks, by faith Enoch was taken up so that he would not see death. He was not found because God took him up, for he obtained a witness that before his being taken up was pleasing to God. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is the rewarder of those who seek him. Amen. And I hope this Bible lesson was a blessing to you all and you got something from it. Amen. And if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, guess what, folks? You have a chance to do so tonight. All you have to simply do is say this simple little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come in tomorrow, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And if you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries would like to welcome you into the family of God. We'd like to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. And if you said this prayer, we would like you to call into area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487. Then press the 1 key, and I will bring you on so you can tell the world you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior tonight. Amen. Oh, Pastor Wanda, what did you think of tonight's Bible lesson?
That's the word. That's great. It was great.
Amen. Amen. Well, we've got a caller here from 111. Let's bring him or her on and see who we have.
Hey, Wanda, how's your knees? Hello.
Hello.
I was asking Wanda how her knees are.
God has healed my knees.
Are you using anything? Like knee pads?
No, it's the cartilage in the knee, sir. I'm
you feel better.
Yeah, I feel better. I got one of the left leg done today at the orthopedic clinic. Yeah. So all is
that's
well.
Great. Well, I just want you to know I'm praying for you.
Thank you, sir. I thank God for you. How was your day, sir?
Oh, it was fine. I'll let you guys continue with the show.
Yes,
all right.
You have a blessing.
God bless you, sir. Thank you for praying for Pastor Wanda. 111, you're on the air.
Wanda, you hurt your knees giving a blowjob.
Oh.
We're not feeding it to her. I'm not even going to say nothing. Hang the phone with Pastor, because see, I told them they need Jesus. They need Jesus.
You're
looking for the enemy.
That was all so uncalled for. That was so uncalled for.
God heard it. We ain't got to fret over it. People of the world.
Amen.
That said that wasn't bad. Just going to have to keep them in prayer, like I always do.
Amen. Amen. Well, I'm going to play some more great gospel music here. Maybe to get rid of some of these bad callers. Okay, maybe we'll get some good callers from this music I'm about to play. Okay, I'm going to play The Blessing by Melvin Crispell III and Miranda Curtis. Then You Get the Glory by Jonathan Traylor. And then Holy Water by We the Kingdom and Tasha Cobbs Liner.
I know what it was.
I did put out all these risks to catch to the baby, so when I can't get it back out, it's a big thing. I'm going to get paid for not to set it on.
How much are you holding?
Thank you.
Amen. Oh, amen. That's some blessed music there. We got a call here. Let's take it from 111. You're on the air.
B-A-M-I-M-E.
So what?
Choking my chicken.
Oh, well, that's too bad. Goodbye. 111, you're on the air.
I'm choking my chicken.
Goodbye, Grover. Okay. Alrighty, let's get into the prophetic word for today. The Father says today, relinquish the need to make unnecessary judgments. Say within yourself, I have no opinion about that. This is the only way to muzzle the carnal mind and make room for the mind of the Spirit I have imparted to you. Handing down opinions on every circumstance and situation that confronts you is a waste of time and a waste of energy. Choose to have no opinion. Relinquish the need to qualify, categorize, fix labels, interpretations, or to evaluate in any way the people, things, and situations around you. The white noise of opinion in the back of your mind quenches my spirit and drowns out my still small voice. Quiet yourself. Hear what I'm saying. Refuse to allow the anarchy of your soul to mute the peace that I impart to your spirit. When you sin in judgment, the gavel not only comes down against your adversary, but your delivers to you over to the tormentor. The bars and gates of opinion inhibited you from receiving all that is abundantly available to you now. There is no mystical period of time that must transpire before you enter in. There is only the need to clean house and jettison the impurity of those thoughts in your mind that conflict with who I am and what I am doing. Be willing to extend to others the grace you wish to receive, the blessing and benefit you would withhold from those who disapprove of will never come to you until you relinquish the addictive habit of unfruitful judgments and opinions. And this goes out to those who know. This goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. Amen. God bless. All righty. Well, let's take a caller here. 111. You're on air. Hello? All in one, you're on the air. Gone once, gone twice, gone. One on one, you're on the air.
Yeah, you are stealing someone's music. You know that, right? That's
no, I'm not stealing. Goodbye. 111, you're on the air.
You listen to Tony Gaga's show?
No, I did not, Grover. Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Was it good?
Yeah, there's a lot of talk about Dan Garza and you.
That's amazing.
Why don't you listen to it? You too busy?
Yeah, I've been too busy. Yep.
What'd you do today?
Nothing much, really.
So you weren't busy at all?
No, not today I wasn't.
Well, you should listen to Tony Gaga.
Okay. I'll listen to it.
Where's Pastor Wanda?
Huh? What about Pastor Wanda?
Where is she? Where'd she go?
She hung up.
She didn't even say goodbye.
Yeah. I'm playing music when she hung up.
Why are black people like that?
She had something come up and she had to go.
Monday's a big R-dash anal on that Labor Day bash. You're going to have it.
There ain't no Labor Day bash here on R-dash.
It's an annual tradition.
No, it's not. We don't have those.
They close down the street and have a block party.
Nah, never happens.
You having trouble breathing?
Yeah, I got a COPD, you know, just like...
Yep. I've been doing pretty good with that, to be honest.
That's good to hear. I've been saying prayers for you, Grover.
You've been praying that I die?
Nah. I never would do such a thing.
Well, that's good. Got any other calls?
Yes, I do. 111. You're on air.
Buster Beat Thief.
Who?
Pastor Beat Thief, you're stealing music.
Yep, okay, goodbye. 111, you're on air.
Don't steal.
You really shouldn't be stealing music, you know that, right?
Yep, okay. 111, you're on air. You're on air.
That man sound like he got a plugged up nose.
Yeah, well, 111's gone. Okay. Oh, well.
I think he's saying that you got to pay royalties to the song publishers.
Well, I'm not the only one that plays music, okay? Kent plays music as well. Yeah, I'm sure he doesn't pay royalties to the... To the people he plays music of.
You're gonna end up in prison.
Yeah, no, I won't. 111, you're on air.
Hey, man, what's up, man? What are you doing, man?
Not much, man. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. Hey, what's up, Grubber?
This is Grubber. Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. You know what I'm saying? You see it, man? Have you get some handy seat? Yeah, somebody whacking off, man. You know, who's that, man?
Not me.
Hey, Pastor,
nope.
Hey, Pastor King, the one that they stick.
Nope.
No, she hung up already.
She blew out of here.
Now, why she hang up all the time, man?
Somebody asked her knees hurt from giving the blowjob.
No, she wasn't giving no blowjob.
She got knee pain.
Well, I remember last time she was talking about big packages.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You know, she was talking about big packages and then something about playing it like an instrument.
Plays the flesh flute.
She plays the skin flute. All right. Awesome, man. Any more callers there, Kenny?
You're on the air.
Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. Ida jaa nasrullahi wal-fath. ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك
واستغفر.
Okay, goodbye. Whoever that was.
That was a Muslim.
That sounded like Ramaswamy, man.
Alhamdulillah.
Okay, let's take another caller. 111, you're on air.
Sort
of
place.
Bismillahir
Rahmanir Rahim.
Oh, goodbye.
Oh, man, shut this hot mad stuff, man. We don't want to hear that. Bismillah. This is America, man.
Bismillah.
I think it's a Bengaza song.
Garza.
I was being mad. God, you need it started spreading me like a flu. I talked about the kid. No. And he said, yes. Yeah, I don't know what it is. And then Kenny got on his knees. He started saying me like a flu. Saying me like a flu.
Okay, that's enough of that. Okay. All right.
Hey,
all
man,
right.
You started doing that stuff, man?
Say what?
Was the stuff that Rico was saying, was that true?
No. It was not true.
But you did go out with Ben Gaba, right?
The real Dan Garza, yes, I did.
You ever been to Benghazi's?
No, I haven't.
For like how many years? Like how many years were you with?
Back in 2001.
So just a year or 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, or was it like months?
No, it was a couple months. We went out.
Ah, dang.
So you spent 9/11? 9/11? You spent like 9/11 with Dan Garza?
No, it was after that. Oh, well.
Yeah, man.
I was listening to the show last night, man.
To the show last night, and Ben Gaffer was talking about he knew you, man.
The real Dan Garza knows me, not Rico. Rico does not know me.
Okay, man. Just want to make sure, man.
Yeah.
Tell the truth.
Okay. Give a shout out to Juan from Alabama and his kinfolk. Say God bless them. I know they're listening. Amen. Give a shout out to Ashley A., Dr. N., Tony Farrar, Gavin Moorhead, Suncoast Ricky, Emaya Arne, okay? Good. God bless y'all. I hope you're having a great day. And I got one more caller. Oh, we got two now. Let me check out. I'll check the caller and see what we got. 1-1, you're on air. One. Goodbye. Okay. 1-1, you're on air.
Hello, Pastor Kim.
Yeah.
This is a Kevon. Where's Ben Gaza?
I don't know. He's not here.
Is they true? You had a fling with him?
With the real Dan Garza, yeah. Not with Rico Martini.
Well, what did you guys do?
Nothing much. Went out.
Hello. Ben Garza.
Ben Garza.
Uh-huh. Okay, 1-1, you're on air. Goodbye. 1-1. You're on air. 1-1.
I was just calling in to say, great show tonight, Kenny. Well, kind of. I'm a little disappointed that you're ending it so early, it seems like. At least you were going to.
Yeah. There ain't nothing much really going on.
I suppose that's fair.
Huh?
I just suppose that's fair to say. There's not too much been happening tonight, has there?
No. No, it's been a pretty slow night tonight.
So how have you been doing? Everything been going good at Oddash?
Everything's great here. How's it going with you?
You know, sometimes I wish things were a little cheaper, but over here it costs a bit more than it should. But otherwise, I think things are going pretty well.
Okay, that's good. You sound English. Are you from England?
I'm from the Canary Islands, actually.
Oh.
So not really.
Okay. No. Okay. Well,
that's all I had to say.
Huh?
Oh, the Canary Islands, they're lovely, lovely place. Sometimes you have to deal with the monkey population over in the Canaries and Gibraltar, too. It's not so good.
Okay.
Violent, very violent, those monkeys.
Oh.
Well, I'm hanging up now.
All righty, God bless you. All righty. 111, you're on air.
Hello, Plastic Inn.
Yes.
Hi, this is Lenny Wanks, calling from the Fairy Islands. Here, just smoking a fog and dumping my trumpets inside a tea bag.
Okay.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Is Ben Garza a Spanish man? Is he a brown-skinned, light-skinned, black-skinned?
I couldn't tell you because I never met this Dan Garza, okay? Okay, I only met the real Dan Garza.
Yes, I'm talking about the real Dan Garza.
The real Dan Garza was light-skinned.
So he was a white Spaniard.
Yes.
Was it true about what they say about Spaniards? They're uncut.
No.
Oh, so this guy was a cut.
Yes.
He had a fireman's cap.
Yes. A small one, but he had one.
Small little one. I see. Kind of like Timothy Thatcher. You remember Timothy Thatcher?
No, I don't, actually.
Well, Timothy Thatcher once struggled with his identity. He became a trans because his wiener was small. Until he started dating Asian chicks. Asian chicks dig guys with small wieners. So he became heterosexual.
Oh, okay.
Talking about wieners, does the Fakada, does he have a big wiener or a small wiener?
Well, I'm not going to discuss that. Okay.
Well, you talk about Ben Gazza having a small wiener.
Yeah,
so I think Fakada has a big one.
Well, yeah, exactly. 111, you're on air. Okay, goodbye. 111. You're on air.
Oh, 晚上好. 你是整个人吗? 小孩是吗?
Okay, goodbye. 111, you're on air. Goodbye. 111, you're on air.
Okay.
Goodbye. 111. You're on air. Okay, 111. You're on air. Okay, 111. You're on air.
Hello?
Well, I'm going to say goodbye and say goodnight. Good night, everybody. Have a wonderful night. See you tomorrow night for another episode of Purpose Gospel Radio. Okay? Give another shout out to Juan from Alabama and his kinfolk. Okay, I know you were listening. God bless. Have a wonderful night. Bye-bye.